Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Last week we had a fun listener special episode and gave out lots of prizes. I don't know about all of you, but I had a lot of fun hosting the show. Today we're back with contestants in the studio and boy do I have a treat for you. We have three powerhouse quizzers in the studio with me today, so I think it's going to be a battle of the buzzers today. We have three champions, the very interesting homeschooler Arjav, who always has a lot of opinions to share with us, Abhinav, who won 2 weeks ago and is back today, and Pranav Satish, who is also very good at the buzzer game. Before we begin what promises to be a show filled with fireworks, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, at 1550 AM. You can also go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. It's an excellent app. And if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. Now, I know that we have a lot of kids listening to the show, but I know we have a lot of parents listening to the show as well. And if you've been missing out on the fun and you think that you want to be a part of the show as well, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Arjav, our very interesting homeschooler here, had that thought to share that why can't the parents participate as well sometimes? And I think that's a great idea because I'm sure there are some mummies and daddies out there who are thinking, I know those answers to those questions. How about I get a prize? So write to me, and if I have three contestants who have registered or who have written to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and said they want to participate, we'll have a grown-up show. And maybe we'll see if the grown-ups are smarter than the kids. With that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments and on three different topics. Today's topics are words beginning with rat, the words beginning with the letters RAT, colors, and of course our regular topic, which is current event. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed couldn't answer the question, you can choose to pass, and there's no penalty for passing the question. For all those kids who are listening and said, oh my goodness, we had so much fun with the listener episode last week because there were so many more questions for us to win prizes, don't worry. We have the listener questions again this week. We just have three of them. Okay, ready? Let's have a
Kiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja!
And let's get started. Our first question in our first category, words beginning with rat. Question number one. This snake makes...
Mm-hmm. Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. Abhinav is off the bat with rattlesnake, 10 points. Okay, question number two. When there's a shortage, this is done so everybody gets a share. Uh-huh.
That's reservoir.
Uh-uh, 5 points as usual. Arjav is in debt to me right from the beginning. Arjav has minus 5.
I'm off the debt.
Yes, you're off your debt. Okay, question passes to Pranav. Let me finish the question. When there's a shortage, this is done so everybody gets a share.
Pass.
Pranav passes. Abhinav also passes. Rationing.
Oh,
rationing.
Oh.
Of course. Okay, question number three. The relationship between two amounts that shows how many times one is...
Ratio.
Abhinav gets that right. 10 more points for Abhinav. Question number four. Sign or give formal consent to a treaty or agreement. Sign an agreement. When you sign a UN agreement, your country agrees to that agreement. What is that word?
Mm-hmm. Ratify.
Ratify. Oh, excellent. 10 points for Pranav. He opens his account with 10.
If you mentioned the Constitution, I would have gotten there.
Question number five. In accordance with reason or logic... In accordance with reason or logic. This is that kind of argument. It is a reasonable argument. Yes.
Rational?
Rational. Arjav gets 5 points because he owes me 5. He gets it right though. Question number 7. A measure, a quantity or frequency? A measure or quantity or frequency? What is the speed of this thing? What is... Uh-huh.
Radiocination?
Oh, my goodness. No, that is not correct. Please give me your 5 points. Okay, question passes to Pranav.
Pass.
Pass. Pranav, keep the mic really close to you because I don't think our listeners can hear you. Abhinav.
Pass.
A rate.
Oh.
A rate. That's a question. I know. Sometimes you're looking for the long word and you miss the small one. Okay, question number 8. An old or rickety vehicle. An old or rickety vehicle. This kind of vehicle is old and rickety. Anybody? An old or rickety vehicle. It's stumping our kids in the studio. I bet some of our listeners have got it. It's a rattle trap. Okay, question number 9.
Oh, wait, we're out.
A rattle trap. What do you check to see if the movie is appropriate for you? Yes.
Rating.
A rating. Pranav gets that right. He's fast on the buzzer. Okay, and this is the last question in the words beginning with rat topic. A word you use to ask someone's preference. Would you like tea or would you like coffee? Yes.
Rather.
Rather. Pranav gets that right again. So that was an interesting round. And now it's time for a listener question. After the break, we will see how many points everyone has and also give out the prizes for the listener question. Listeners, I bet you enjoyed our episode yesterday or last week. So here's our question, the first listener question for this episode. Remember, it's still in the category, words beginning with rat. This is a traditional French stewed vegetable dish. Also, I'm sorry, no buzzing. Buzzer is off right now. Which is also the name of a movie, an animated movie, a traditional French stewed vegetable dish. I already have a caller, but before I take the caller, let me give out my number for everybody else. 510-770-1550. Arjav, your mic is probably still on. Okay, so let's take our first caller. Hello, you're on air with the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Sabina,
what's your answer?
Ratatouille.
Sabina says ratatouille. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Jay and answers ratatouille.
Jay says ratatouille as well. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Ratatouille.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. My name is Sharo, and the answer is Ratatouille.
And what's your name again, sweetie?
Saurav.
Saurav says Ratatouille. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We'll take 10 calls before we take a break. Who's on the air?
My
Who's
name
this?
Is
Ratatouille.
What's your name?
Suraj.
No. Suraj says, yes, Suraj, I got your name and I got your answer. And I got your mummy's answer too. Okay, who's on the air? Hi, what's your name? Iknur. Hi, Iknur. What's your name? What's your answer?
Ratatouille.
Iknur says ratatouille. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Anshul.
Anshul. Hi, Anshul. Did you enjoy our listener special last week?
Yes.
Yes. When are you coming to participate on our show?
I have to see.
Yeah. What's your answer, Anshul?
Yeah, I didn't get my certificate from last time.
Okay, we'll make sure it gets to you. What's your answer for this time?
The answer is ratatouille.
Ratatouille. And Anshul, do email us again as a reminder. You know our email, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hello. My name is Anoop Parvati.
Anoop? Hi, what's your name again? Can you spell it?
Amol Parvati.
I'm going to write that down as Amol, but I may be wrong. What's your answer?
Amol Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. How many do we have right now? Let's see. We'll take 3 more calls, 2 more calls. Let's see. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Anita.
Anita, okay. And your answer, Anita, is?
Ratatouille.
Thank you, Anita. Anita seems to be a new caller on the show. Welcome. And let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Ishan and the answer is ratatouille.
Yes, a ratatouille, let me remind everybody, is a traditional French stewed vegetable dish, and we'll take our last caller.
Can I say what the vegetable is?
Hang on a second, and then we can have Arjav give us the exact meaning of ratatouille. Hi, you're on air. You're our last caller for this question. Who's this?
Anoop.
Anoop. Okay. Hi, Anoop. What's your answer?
My answer
answer is ratatouille.
Thank you. And with that, we come to the end of our first round as well as our first listener question. We'll take a break and then we'll do the raffle in the middle of the break. And after we come back, we'll see how our kids in the studio are doing with respect to points and also who won the listener question. I have a feeling today's game is going to be very, very close. Come on, kids.
Teenage Savan Kiaja!
I am.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja Savan Kiaja! Welcome back to the Rocking Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, and I have three spectacular contestants in the studio with me today. We just finished round one. We have Pranav, Arjav, and Abhinav, the Avs, as I call them. The Avs are in the studio today, and they are doing really well, and it's going to be a really close game. So let's see how... before we see how the points totaled up, let's figure out who won the first listener question, which was, what is the traditional French stewed vegetable dish? And the winner is Anoop. Congratulations. And if you're listening, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, Arjav is going to tell us a little bit about ratatouille. Go ahead, Arjav.
Squash, a little bit of seasoning, bake that off in the oven, put it in a nice dish, and you have some ratatouille.
That's it? I think there are some other vegetables in ratatouille as well,
like
right?
Pumpkin squash, but mostly squash.
It's a squash soup with carrots.
Not soup.
It is a stew.
It's a stew, not a soup.
Okay, there
soup
you go.
Soup is liquid.
We are going to have Arjav make ratatouille for us and bring it to the studio next week. Okay, Anoop, so you were the winner of that question. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And as I said before, it was Arjav's excellent idea that maybe sometimes the parents would like to come into the studio and participate and tell us and show us whether they're smarter than their kids. So if you are interested in participating in the Safari Quiz Show, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. The moment we have three contestants, we'll get you on the air. And let's see how many points everybody has. Abhinav, how many points do you have?
I have 20 points.
Abhinav has 20. Arjav?
Again, -5.
Oh, wonderful.
I act as if it's a wonderful thing.
It's a little better than how Arjav did the first time he was here, because then he had -15.
That was the second time.
Second time. Okay. And Pranav, how many points do you have?
30.
30. So you can see it's a really close game. We're getting ready for our second round, which is the colors round. Again, everybody ready with your buzzers? It's very much a skill of the buzzers, because these questions are going to be fairly, I think, easy for our bright contestants today. Let's go to our first question. When you are feeling sad, you are...
Oh,
whoops. Sorry about that. Okay, I think...
Blue.
Arjav is off with 10 points.
Five.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Arjav gets 5 now because he still owes me 5 points. That's fantastic. Okay, question number 2. These color roses are supposed to indicate... Yes.
White.
You didn't wait for my question, so please give us the 5 points back. I've ended the question. No, the question is now open to Pranav and Abhinav. Okay, these kind of roses, no, we'll buzz it. These color roses are supposed to indicate love. Yes.
Red roses.
Oh. Pranav gets 10 points. Okay, question number 3. This is a blue dye derived from a plant. Yes.
Cyan?
No.
So you're asking for the type of plant?
No, I'm asking for the color. Yes.
Blue.
A blue dye derived from a plant in the East Indies. West Indies.
Too late.
Pranav is the only person now. You have to give us 5 points as well, Abhinav. Pranav, you want to take a guess?
No.
Pass. I'll pass it to him.
The answer is indigo.
Oh.
Indigo. You have indigo plantations. Yes. Okay, question number 4. Remember, all the answers are colors. Okay, they're not anything else.
Okay.
Question number 4. This word apparently has no rhyming words.
Oh, yes.
Orange. That's right.
Porridge sort of rhymes with orange.
No, it doesn't. Question number 5. This is a shade of green named after a fruit used in guacamole. Yes.
Avocado?
Avocado is right. 10 points.
That's one of my favorite.
Are you off
fruits.
The mark now, Arjo? Right. No, he gets 10. I think he's returned his 5, so he gets 10 points. Finally, Arjav has some positive number. Okay, question number six. This shade of violet is named after a plant from which we get a fragrant oil. It's a shade of violet. Light violet. I can't get any clearer than that. It's an essential oil. It smells divine. Your mummies would love it. Yes.
Lavender?
Lavender is right, Abhinav. Excellent. 10 points for Abhinav. Question number 7. The name of this color also means to abandon on a desert island.
Maroon.
Maroon. Excellent. That is an excellent answer by Abhinav. And did you buzz afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So question number 8. This is supposed to be the color of cowardice. Cowardice. When you taunt somebody for being a coward,
purple?
You say they are... No, not correct. 5 points back, Arjav. Here you go. So the question passes to Pranav.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. This is supposed to be the color of cowardice. When somebody's a coward, you call him... You can pass.
Pass.
Abhinav?
Pass.
Yellow.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You guys need to read more cowboy books. They're always calling each other yellow and then shooting each other. Okay, question number 9.
Like Saving Private Ryan, that kind of thing?
Any. Saving Private
Ryan. There goes Private Ryan. We hope it'll be okay.
Okay, question number 9. When you're this color, you're supposed to be in the best of health. You're supposed to be in the best of health when you are this color. No, it's also the color. Oh, somebody did buzz.
I did.
Okay.
Brown?
No!
Because our skin's brown, so.
No, that's sweet, but that's not correct. Last 5 points go, and I chose back to zero. Question passes to Pranav. When in this color, you say that your cheeks are.
Red.
No, I'm sorry. That was a bit of a misleading question. Misleading clue, I have to say.
Wait.
The answer is pink. You're in the pink of health. You're in the pink of health. Okay, this
I usually
okay.
say you're in the
so pink. So are you kids enjoying this category? Can we do a few extra questions on this?
Yes.
Okay,
sure.
Extra questions.
Anything
so first
to get more
question
points.
Number 10. This color is what you get when you leave your metal toy out in the rain. Yes.
Brown.
No. 5 points, yes. Oh, no, rust? Question passes to Arja.
Rust.
Rust is right. He gets 5 points.
That's a color?
Yes, rust is a color.
Okay.
Question number 11.
Wait. He gets
didn't I?
Five,
yeah.
No. You owed 5 points.
Oh, wait, yes.
Question, you have to keep track. Question number 11. This kind of lining in a cloud means hope in a bad... Yes.
Silver.
Silver lining, that's right.
Have you read Pollyanna?
No.
They have silver lining mentioned a lot in that. A
lot of times. Then you should have answered that question, Arjun.
Buzz!
Question number 12. This shade was in the name of a Roald Dahl book about a giant fruit. Roald Dahl book about a giant... Yes.
A snotscumber?
And Roald Dahl has a number of... You're back to zero. Okay, question passed.
I hope Roald Dahl does not get angry.
Peach.
Peach, that's right.
Oh,
is
wait,
the buzzer not ready? No, 5 points.
It's been quite a while since I read James and the Giant's Peach question.
Was your buzzer not working? Oh, no, it was.
It was.
Okay, all right. Question number... So we have two more questions in this category. I can see this is a fun category. And this is an easy question, so hands on your buzzers. This is the color of money. Yes.
Green.
Green, yes. 10 points for Pranav.
That's the color of my buzzer.
Okay. This kind of ski slope is considered to be one of the toughest ones. This kind of ski slope is considered to be the stuff.
Black.
Black. Black diamond is the toughest one. Diamond. 10 points for Abhinav. Abhinav and Pranav, I think, are going neck to neck. So I don't know who's winning at this point, who's leading at this point. And I still think, Arjav has a chance in our current events question. So let's see.
I love
but before we get to before we get to our current events question and our break, let's ask our listener question, our second listener question of the day. Yes, everybody buzzes down. This country has, in this particular city, the Europe is on one side, Asia is on the other. I know it's a little tough question. It's stymied a lot of our listeners. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. And this is exactly the sort of thing you will be learning in the Passport to the World program. So let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? I can see the radio's on in the back. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ishi.
Ishi? Okay, Ishi, what's your answer?
Bosphorus Bridge.
The question was, what's the city?
Oh.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Yes, and the answer is...
Bosphorus. Bosphorus is the name of the river. What's the name of the city?
Turkey.
Turkey is the name of the country. What's the name of the city? You can try again. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
My name is Shreyas.
Shreyas?
And,
yes?
Yeah, and can you repeat the question,
yes,
please?
This city has a bridge that spans Europe and Asia. What's the name of the city?
London.
Shreya says London. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
The answer is Istanbul.
Shraddha says Istanbul. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Oop, we've lost them. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and it's Istanbul.
Ayush says Istanbul. So we've had London and Istanbul as our two possible answers. Hi, you're on air. Hi, you're on the Safari Hi. Quiz show. What's your name?
My name is Shamit.
Shamit. Yes, Shamit, and what's your answer?
The answer is Istanbul.
Shamit also says Istanbul. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hello.
My name is Anish.
Anish, mm-hmm. What's your answer?
My answer is Istanbul, Turkey.
Istanbul, Turkey, says Anish. Okay, hi, you're on air. Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Tarun and the answer is Istanbul.
Tarun also says Istanbul. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? There's tremendous feedback on the line, so could you turn the radio down and then answer me? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Anoop.
Anoop, yes.
My answer is Istanbul.
Anoop says Istanbul. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Ishi.
Yes, Ishi, you're calling back. What's your answer?
The answer is Bosphorus Bridge and the city is Istanbul.
Okay, Ishi, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Somi.
Somi, okay.
And the answer is London.
Somi also says London. So we have two Londons and about seven Istanbuls. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Hello, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Istanbul.
What's your name?
Istanbul.
Art says Istanbul. Okay, well, let's take two more calls. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, my name.
Yes, what's your name again?
Gaurav.
Gaurav. Yes, Gaurav, and the answer is?
Istanbul.
Gaurav says Istanbul, and let's take one last call. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Let's go to... No, I couldn't hear that at all. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
My name is Standard Teacher.
I did not understand a word of that, so we'll have to go to the last call, which is the next one. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Anish.
Anish, haven't you already called for this?
My name is Amish.
Amish.
M-I-S-H.
Okay. Amish. Got it. And your answer is?
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Okay, that is the end of listener questions for today and the end of our episode for today. So we'll have to take a break and come back and see who won our episode today and who won the third listener question. And that listener question was based on a geography question, geography topic, because Safari Kid and Indus have a very interesting program going on called Passport to the World. To find out more, please go to safarikidca.com. That's safarikidca.com. Or you can write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and we can get you more information. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And that's the email to reach out to us if you have a question about the show, feedback about the show, a topic to suggest for the show, or if you're a parent or a kid, if you want to participate on the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, we go on to our last break. Come on, kids, say it with me. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya. You can see we have a very boisterous and rowdy group in the... No, it's all one person. Boisterous and rowdy contestant in the studio today. And let me not ruin the reputations of the other good kids in the studio. And they have just pointed out to me that I have actually asked only 9 questions in the current events rounds. And I do have a last question to ask. So we haven't decided who's won yet till we ask this question. Okay, guys, are you ready for this last and final question?
Yes. Yes.
Ready with the buzzer.
It can make a huge impact on my score.
Okay. Absolutely. How much is it?
30%.
30% of an impact. This is the last question. The Impulse, a Swiss aircraft, is planning to fly across the U.S. powered only by what? Yes.
Solar.
Solar power. And 10 more points to Arja. And that brings us completely to the end of our show today. Let me first announce who won the listener question about... the city which has a bridge that spans 2 continents, and that, of course, is Istanbul, or as it used to be known as Constantinople, and there's a song by that name. And Shraddha, you won that particular listener question. Please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let's tote up our points today. Abhinav, how many points do you have?
I have 85.
Yeah, Abhinav has 85 points. It was a close game today. Arja, how many points do you have?
Close to half of what he had, 40.
Arjav has 40 points and he turned out to be the disruptor today because let's see how many points Pranav has.
65.
Pranav had 65 points. So you can see it was a really fun and very, very close game. Our champions episode is done for now. Let's all give a big round of applause for Abhinav, who will return in 2 weeks, because next week we have the very special kids round, the second graders round. We already have our contestants lined up for that, and it's going to be very exciting to see whether those kids can hold their own, if they're going to be nervous, or if they're going to beat the fifth graders at the same game. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
I hope so.
This is the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye